Good day, sport fans across the globe. My name is Adejaye Adebowale, and this is the best online radio sports show. It's news, instant sports, airing live on a band radio scope, and of course, all the podcasts that you can think of. Today is going to be taking a different direction. I'm going to be doing this all by myself. I mean, I'm going to be here talking with you about generally what we've seen across the season, what the teams have done, and what we are expecting of them. Just a simple recap of what we've seen across the seasons, and of course, among the teams that we've seen, especially in the Premier League, that's where the focus is going to be. We're not going to be doing so much on best of the rest. Probably we'll just give you an intune to what happened between Isaiah Stewart and of course LeBron James. It's been told that's probably his last NBA game for disrespecting the king. I don't know what that means, but whatever that means, it's just you don't disrespect the throne. And who sits on the throne right now is LeBron James. Tomorrow it might be someone else, but right now the king of basketball right now is LeBron James. But we are not here to talk so much about LeBron James and what he encountered over the week, or what happened to Karim Benzema, or talk about much about the Champions League games that actually occurred. We're talking about a particular team right now, and this team that we're talking about is on the east part of London, and there was a change for them that occurred sometime in 2004, 2003-2004 season, where we had a particular Russian billionaire coming, bringing oil money, so to speak, and change the dynamics of football, not just in England, but of course, in the whole of the world. People now understand that you can actually love something with a passion of a sport, with a passion, putting your money into it and turn around the tide to make it one of the best in the world. And we're not talking about any other team apart from the team they call the Blues, which is Chelsea FC of London. It's no coincidence last season Chelsea won the Champions League. The female Chelsea team were in the final of the Champions League as well. It just goes to show that something is being done right at Chelsea. But it was not all rosy for Chelsea at the start of last season. You know, they had their ups and downs, especially with Lampard. He could not find a balance within the team. He struggled with his formation. He struggled with players' adjustment. He struggled with so many things that it feels like the project we were looking at Stamford Bridge was a failed project even before it kicked off. And questions were asked, like, so what exactly should be done to rectify this? At a point, people said, come on, you have to call Carlo Ancelotti to come back and do a rejig for this team. Some said call back Gosindic. Some said give Lampard a little bit of more time. And more time it was given. As a matter of fact, it was the first time in the history of Chelsea since Abramovich took over that he would actually come out to make a press statement or give out a statement of any sort after sacking any of the coaches. And he has sacked so many. Ask Claudio Ranieri and ask Mourinho, that was sacked twice. You know, so it was something like, okay, there's a little bit of rejig that needed to happen at Stamford Bridge. And it did happen. Frank Lampard came out to say, see, this team is not prime for success right now. Of course, you can resonate with Frank Lampard, given that he had his own set of players that he wanted at Chelsea. He wanted players like Aubameyang to be striker. He wanted a player like Declan Rice to complement Kante in the middle of the park. He wanted a new defender, wanted Rudiger to off the space, right? And of course he got Ben Chilwell. That's the only player that I actually wanted that he got, you know. But he had Timo Werner, who was playing well, classically well. Just to put it out there, he was playing very well. And I'll be lesbian. Kai Havertz, who happened to be the prince of German football, like we've seen so many of his kind in the past. And he could not just find the balance. So by January, Lampard was sacked. And when Lampard was sacked, it looked like, okay, what are we going to do? What's going to happen? But trust Abramovich. Abramovich came up with a plan. And his plan was Thomas Tuchel. And when Tuchel came, there was skepticism around the whole of Chelsea, among the Chelsea fans. And the reason why is he was coming from... So Tuchel basically management. And from there, he moved to Borussia Dortmund. And from Borussia Dortmund, he moved to PSG. Where, I won't say he did not have success in PSG. He did. But he had expected success at PSG. What everybody wanted from Tuchel is for him to win the Champions League. Or from PSG, is for them to win the Champions League. Winning the French League is like a norm. Except we have an exception. Like we had last season, or the season where Giroud inspired Montpellier won ahead of Carlo Ancelotti. So Tuchel came in, and it looked like there would be a change. It looked like things would not happen for Chelsea, because people don't even understand what Tuchel brings to the table. And of course,